hearing is change of zone number 1633, Pertrick Properties 5 Incorporated.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County. The land lying at the southwest corner of U.S. Route 13 and Road 485, also known as O'Neill's Road, to be located on 2.708 acres, more or less. Again, for this project, we received a somewhat smaller exhibit booklet, but it is an exhibit booklet. It contains an executive summary of site data information, a deed referencing the site plan, a preliminary land use service comments, a letter from G. Matthew Drew to Constance Holland, Director of State Planning Coordination, an aerial photograph of the subject site, a commercial site evaluation, and photographs of the site, and that is a part of the record and has been a part of the record. We received a few agency comments that aren't within the exhibit booklet. We just received today a copy of the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division comments making reference to this site. Makes reference to the applicant, the tax map number, the location, the proposed use of the truck sales lot, the size of the parcel. The site is located in a planning area, which is the Blades planning area number 2. An individual on-site septic system would be proposed. The proposed project being located in the Blades planning area is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District and dated February 19th, we are advised that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that it may be possible that off-site drainage improvements would be required, that on-site drainage improvements will depend upon the amount of impervious surface and the scope of the project, and that there are no tax ditches affected. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph, a copy of a soils map, a soil interpretation guide, and charts, and also a reference to prime and other agricultural lands. And we have received a copy of the plus comments from January 28th of 2008, and they are a part of the record. And that's all I have, gentlemen. If you have questions.
All right, sir. We'll ask a question before we start. Is anyone here other than the applicant's posse that has an interest in this application? Okay, sir. By all means, feel free to get up, take a look at the drawing up here if you want to. And at the appropriate time, you certainly will be afforded an opportunity to speak. And we thank you for being here. With that, the chair recognizes Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is James Sharp. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with the firm of Moore & Rutt. My bar ID number is 4913. With me today is Mr. Fred Hertrick of Hertrick Properties 5, the applicant. And also with us today is Al Gukas. He is a licensed attorney and engineer. He is somebody who's intricately involved in this process. Hertrick Properties 5 owns a certain piece of property located at 27695 O'Neill's Road. It is the subject of this application that we're seeking to have the property rezoned from AR1 to C1. It's actually two parcels. They're triangular shaped. You can see on the proposed site plan how those properties are configured. It's actually on the on the corner of O'Neill's Road and Route 13 southbound. It is there's significant road frontage on Route 13. And there's presently three billboards on that property. For your reference, there is a deed in tab 3, which evidences that Hertrick Properties 5 is the owner of this property. And also there are some pictures of the property, which the commission may wish to take a look at it in tab 9. The intended use of the property is to be used as an automobile sales and storage lot for approximately 110 new and or pre-owned vehicles, depending on what market conditions may be. This is a permissible use within a C1 zoning classification pursuant to section 115.77A. The applicant is, as part of the preliminary plan, I realize that's not what we're here for today. We're here for the change of zone, but just to inform the commission and the public, the applicant plans to have a 4,500 square foot building located on the premises. This would be a building that would employ hopefully 3 to 5 employees. The applicant is in the auto sales business, has been for 45 years in Sussex County, selling both new and pre-owned vehicles. And this proposed site is directly across Route 13 from a larger site that the Hertrick Motor Family operates. It's on 23 acres. They sell new and used vehicles on that site, and there's, in fact, a 20,000 square foot collision center, bodywork, servicing, oil changes, reconditioning of cars, that sort of thing, are all done on that site. The reason for the application is the applicant wishes to expand the business, was hoping to find something nearby their larger parcel, and this opportunity arose for a parcel which was across the street. There has been a growing need in Sussex County with a growing population for people interested in buying vehicles. Although the market has since turned since the filing of this application, that is still a need that in the future we project that will probably persist. By being so close to the larger lot, this will allow the applicant to centralize his services. If another lot were to be proposed miles away, it may have to be some duplicative services. By having it so close, that gives them an opportunity to have those services all in a general location. Also is a benefit to potential customers who now would have an opportunity to see more a greater inventory if there are cars that are being sold on this nearby parcel without having to travel as far. It's a centralized location for the customers of Sussex County. There was a service level request that was filed prior to the application. At that time, DelDOT had required no traffic impact study. The applicant subsequently went ahead and filed the application for the change of zone. This was an application that did go through the PLUS review. Those comments are in Exhibit 5 of your booklet. DelDOT had made some comments that the entrance on O'Neill's Road was permissible. There is, if you can see it on your site plan is in tab 4, which I think most of you have found. The entrance would be right over in this area. So there would be no additional entrance onto Route 13, nor would there be a change from an additional entrance onto O'Neill's Road. There was formerly a house on that property, and where that entrance is the entrance where the house was located. DelDOT did make some comments about some right-of-ways and easements as well as the entrance plan. The applicant is prepared to work with DelDOT on those. And the easements and right-of-ways that were mentioned in the PLUS comments have been addressed in the preliminary site plan. There are comments from other agencies as well. Many of those were addressed in the letter from Matt Drew, who is an engineer on the project, Those can be found in Exhibit 6. I won't bore you with all of the details since they are part of the record, but there were a few that I did want to note. The stormwater management, the applicant plans to use best management practices for that, and will work with both the Sussex Conservation District and DENREC to ensure that the stormwater management is done appropriately. There are two ponds that were we have put on the preliminary plan here on the rear of the property. Initially, they had been located elsewhere, in the first design, had been located elsewhere, but in the plus review, the county had noted that they would prefer to see those on the interior of the property, so we have moved those to the back and believe that that would be a sufficient drainage area for the stormwater management pond, and also would provide, in some ways, a buffer between that and in the adjacent property. Also, there's a on-site septic and well is what the applicant would plan to be using. There is no central water or sewer at this time available at the property. And septic has been approved. If you go to Exhibit 8 in your tab 8 in your booklet, you will see the septic approval. Two other items that are noted on the preliminary plan that were plus comments, in response to plus comments, there was a 20-foot landscape buffer to be provided because this is along the Route 13 highway corridor buffer, and also a 20-foot parking setback. Those have been addressed, and you can the highway corridor buffer is here, and then the lines for parking, the proposed parking spaces are not within any of the buffer areas or any of the setback areas. There was one comment by the county in PLUS that was not addressed in either the site plan or in Mr. Drew's letter. We did mention it in the executive summary. That comment was that the current comp plan, at the time this was before the comp plan had been revised, did not anticipate additional intense commercial growth, and proposed zoning would be inconsistent with the current plan. Since that comment was made, there has been a new comp plan, and with that comp plan, this property is adjacent to lands which have been identified as highway commercial area. The comp plan notes that auto dealerships are actually appropriate for a highway commercial area. The applicant believes that this is a proposed zoning is not, or believes that this proposed zoning is consistent with the comprehensive plan in the PLUS review. The Office of State Coordination did not object to this, and in fact noted that there were several other pre-existing commercial uses on the intersection. In fact, this is the only corner of the intersection with O'Neill's Road and Route 13 that is not zoned C1. And there's a good illustration of that if you go to tab 7 of your booklet. As you can see, we've listed the property C1 on all three corners, and the property that we're seeking to have rezoned is highlighted. This is a kind of position that this is more of a fill-in to be consistent with the neighborhood. In fact, on the other side of O'Neill's Road, there is an Enterprise rent-a-car directly across from the site is the other Hertrick location. There's a Burke's Equipment very close to that intersection, and there are, from what you can, looking at tab 7, that photograph, there are 10 parcels within a very close area on Route 13 that are all zoned C1. We have, and that, just to correct the record in the executive summary, I believe we had noted there were 8, but in fact it is 10. This is a, also furthermore, there are several car dealerships if you were to go in, or in businesses which are engaged in automobile services, on either direction if you go approximately 2 miles north or south on Route 13 that provide similar types of services. So we feel as though this is consistent with the neighborhood. And lastly, this is an area that is, it's limited in size. We're not talking about a 14 or 15 acre parcel that would be zoned commercial. We're talking about a rather small piece of ground here that is adjacent to several commercial properties. It has three billboards on the property, and we feel as though this is a plan which is sufficiently meets the county's requirements for a change of zone. Mr. Hertrick, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Fred Hertrick from Seaford, Delaware, and I am the applicant, Mr. Chairman. Commission, I think Mr. Sharp did a great job presenting the project. If there's any questions anyone might have, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Well, if this concludes your presentation, we'll find out.
Well, the only thing I have left is, if you've heard everything I've said, is it take that to be your testimony?
Mr. Sharp, as with all barristers, you covered everything completely.
Thank you.
All right, then. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
I'm not meant to ask for sure. Did a great job, Mr. Sharp. The entrance on the side, is it showing an entrance on the south side? Here on the, is that an existing entrance?
Mark, if I approach?
Sure, Mark.
Yeah, the north end.
Right here.
Yeah. I don't believe, is that?
No, that there is no entrance at all on Route 13.
You think so? It's showing something right there. It looks like the entrance.
I think that might be an old farm entrance or something.
I think that's what it is.
I think, or it's maybe the billboard that is at that end. Is that the line you're talking about there?
Could be where they just pulled off the road.
Right.
So you definitely won't be using that according to Delta, right?
No, sir. There are no entrances, nor would there be any on Route 13.
I'm sure Delta will take care of that.
Absolutely.
I know we're doing change of zoning, but it's hard not to.
I understand.
Think
go ahead.
The site plan.
Go ahead.
Is there any wetlands on this?
There are no wetlands.
No wetlands. Okay. So you won't have to worry about wetland delineation or anything like that?
That's correct.
Okay. That's a good question. That's all the questions I have
right now. All right, sir, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just in reading what you submitted, I do see that you have a site evaluation. I guess you're aware that there may be, if this application is looked upon favorably, some constraints by that site evaluation, or Mr. Hertrick may have to do some additional testing. It appears to me that the on-site waste treatment as certified right now would only withstand 750 gallons a day. So I want to make sure you were aware of that. If we act favorably and you wish to expand and have men's and ladies' toilets and things, you may have to do some test pits and be cognizant of that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
That's all I have. All right, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What's the what progress have you made with DelDOT in terms of your entrance permit?
Mr. Gugas?
Just preliminarily discussed it with
Mr. Gugas. I need you for the benefit of the take.
I'm sorry. Al Gugas. I'm with Hertrick's, Two Lake Drive, Dover, Delaware.
Thanks.
We've discussed preliminarily with them with it. We haven't submitted anything yet to them along the line, a formal submission for an entrance permit yet.
Because I know that was one of the comments that we did receive from PLUS was about the concern about the entrance permit for that.
We're only looking at like 15 trips in and 15 trips out a day. It's not there's not a lot of space there.
Mr. Gugas, did they give you any indication that there was going to be an issue with the entrance or anything? Or
no, but I haven't submitted anything formally. No, they thought it could be worked out.
All right. Well, one thing about it, if it doesn't get worked out, there won't be anything happening there. So,
and I would suspect Mr. Hertrick would differ with the number of cars coming in. Hopefully, you'll get more than 15 cars coming.
He's hoping.
Mr. Johnson, not really, or Commissioner Johnson, excuse me, because this is going to be more of a storage area than really retail public coming in and out as we envision it.
Thank you. And I guess my next one isn't a question, it's more of a comment for Mr. Sharp, and you might want to share it with your engineer. I appreciate the information that was presented to us, and you might want to talk with Mr. Davidson afterwards, because a lot of the engineers will superimpose the comments to PLUS back for the benefit of the commission as well as PLUS, because
why don't you just have that put in the ordinance? That we
have? I would like to do that. I'd be happy to draft that, too. But my point is that it's easier for us to see if it's superimposed rather than my having to
the initial comments and then the follow-up, is that what you...
Right, because I'm seeing the engineer's response as an answer, but I'm not sure what he or she is responding to. Whereas when it's superimposed, it makes the process a whole lot easier for me.
They usually change the color, too, of the response, just so it's easy to spot it.
And I'm sure Mr. Mark Davison back on the side will be happy to share with you how he does it. He does a great job of that. No charge, Mark. Mr. Chairman, I have no questions.
Our answer, thank you. Mr. Burton.
Just one. There is a septic feasibility that's done.
Yes, that's...
That's my only question. That's all I got. Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
Just two things for the record. One of them is I noticed you have the response to PLUS dated February 11th, I believe it is. As of the 18th, they hadn't received it, and we also have not, to my knowledge, received their comment back on your response to the PLUS comments. So we're still missing the last step of the process.
We'll get it remailed.
Right, yeah, I don't know what happened, but we got one of them today, but we didn't get yours. So just for the record. The other question, just to clarify something, in your response to the PLUS comments, you said you were going to include the highway corridor overlay, but I'm a little confused. It looks like it's in the right-of-way. Is there another parcel between you and the 50-foot Del Dot right-of-way that you show? I'm a little confused. Your gray line there appears to be not on your property, appears to be in the Del Dot right-of-way, and that's not where it's supposed to be.
The gray line's a buffer, it appears, the 20-foot setback buffer required for landscaping, according to this.
Right, but it's supposed to be on the right-of-way. It appears to be in the right-of-way.
I understand what you're saying. I guess you can't really tell.
It's on the wrong side of the property line.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you. You're right.
Well, wait a minute. If Del Dot's right-of-way, see where it's indicated and it's all in the white.
Well, then there's a parcel in between.
I was going to say, what would the gray be? I rather suspect that that's the property line and this other line is...
Well, the heavily bold line is the property line. So
I know that's what they're saying.
Obviously, this is a rezoning case, so it's not an issue. But
Well, it's something they'll definitely have to resolve. But
it needs to be resolved. Okay, it needs to be corrected for the site plan.
Yeah,
just kind of a heads up more than anything else. That's all. Thank you.
All right, sir. We appreciate your vigilance as always. And any questions for Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council.
No, it's not. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have none as well. I think we have a clear understanding of what's being asked of us. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone who has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1633, Pertrick Properties 5 Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1633? Yes, sir. Step right up, and if you would come to the podium, and if you would give us your name, and then you may have the floor.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Janky Ramnath, and I reside opposite to the north side of this particular property.
Okay.
I'm not here to against the rezoning, and not for it, but
okay.
I just have a couple of concerns which I'd like to get addressed.
Go right ahead.
As I heard earlier from the attorney, he says there is no tax ditches closer to the property, and correct me if I'm wrong. There is approximately about 30 to 40 feet of tax ditches right off from 13 and O'Neill's Road. That's right across my property. And theirs.
But is it? But
I'll point it out here to you if I can.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm thinking. Is it on your side of the road?
If this is O'Neill's Road.
Yeah, that's O'Neill's Road.
That's O'Neill's Road.
No, on the left is O'Neill's Road.
Okay, this is O'Neill's Road here.
Right.
This is Newell 13.
Right.
Newell 13, from their car lot, the current car lot they have right now, all the water from there comes through Newell 13.
Right.
And there is a ditch from here to this point.
Well,
and then this water then channel across this, okay, this 405 O'Neill's Road and goes right in front of my property.
Right.
Now,
well,
now he said there is no tax ditch, but this is a tax ditch.
Well,
there,
sir, that I understand it is a ditch,
correct,
okay? It is not actually a tax ditch.
Okay.
It's a ditch that is in the state highway right-of-way.
Okay.
So they technically are correct that there's not a tax ditch is typically cuts across private property.
One of the issues I had with that is that on 06, when we have that downpour of rain,
yes,
all the water from their lot cross the road, comes over, drain through that ditch.
Yes, sir.
Goes through my property, washes out two of my chicken houses and my dwelling. I lose 40,000 birds that were supposed to be marketed the very next day. Mm-hmm. And they're all gone. I lose two chicken houses that I'm currently still paying mortgage on. I lose a house that I'm still currently paying mortgage on. I rebuilt my home, but I'm still concerned about where is this water going to go.
Okay.
The other one is, and someone was asked if there was a right-of-way or a driveway on the far end of that property. Yes, that is a driveway to that property, as far as I know, when the previous owner had it. It has two driveways from Dual 13 to the property, two entrances. There is one entrance from O'Neill Road. The other concern I have here is that I have a poultry operation going on there. I have a poultry business. I hope they take into consideration what surround the poultry business. And then if you're going to put a car lot there, you must understand that in poultry operation, you're going to have dust. You may have some odor sometimes. That's something is there.
Well, you're absolutely right. And you are protected by the laws of the state of Delaware by the right to farm law, which means that they all those issues they acknowledge exist, and that they have to accept them. Essentially, is what it says. So that really shouldn't be an issue for you. As far as the entrances go, if there are any entrances at all on Route 13, I can almost guarantee you that they'll be closed. They won't be allowed to use those.
Well,
what's there now are simply, if anything, either farm or residential. They're not approved commercial entrances. So then I doubt seriously that they would approve an entrance.
Well, that's one of the issues I have here. I'd rather they approve that as a commercial entrance than the one on O'Neill's Road, because it becomes a biosecurity risk for me.
Security risk for you?
For a biosecurity risk.
Virus
security risk for you.
So being you and have all the traffic going in and out from that same area, it's dark across from the entrance of my poultry operation.
Mm-hmm.
So that will pose a risk for me.
Okay.
I really rather would like to have them have the entrance on Dual 13. That would be more appropriate for me.
I would perhaps encourage you to let the folks at the State Highway at DelDOT know that they typically would rather have entrances on the side roads than on 13. In your instance, they might have some consideration for that, but typically they would want to be on the side road.
And as far as the water goes, I I don't know where they're going to drain the water from. The same ditch, how are we going to handle that runoff?
I don't imagine that they know at this point. The question we're deciding tonight is whether or not the zoning should change. The law requires them to contain and dispose of their stormwater in a manner that does not impose a burden on the folks around them. Now, if the Soil Conservation District directs them to run that water in a certain way, then that's what they have to do. They will take a look at what the existing facilities are. Just a curious question. Has your property flooded at any other time other than the 12 inches of rain?
Well, what I have done was create some sort of a buffer
berm,
create a berm over there. So I always previously than the before 06, I usually had all the water when the rainfall, all the water will come and it will create a problem for me for the two houses that was. That's washed out.
Right.
After they are gone, right now it doesn't create a problem for those two houses anymore because it doesn't exist, but the water still goes up into my property.
Okay. All right. Well.
But it does recede quickly, but at the same time, it does do harm also.
Okay. Well, at this stage, we're simply approving the zoning, but the applicant has heard your testimony. I am certain, in fact, I will ask them that in the event that they are granted their rezoning, I would ask that that they have their engineer speak with you when they're designing their stormwater management system and to see if what can be done to address your concerns, if anything, on their property. If their water's not going the same place, it won't matter because they're not creating any additional burden. So, but at the appropriate time in the process, I will ask the applicant. We can't direct them to, but we can ask them if they would have some conversation with you.
I appreciate. And lastly. I would appreciate if the applicant can able to get some sort of control over these frivolous alarms that's going on during the night. Sometimes you will have a car going on, an alarm going off. I mean, our home is right there. It's a little disturbing.
I understand.
At 12 o'clock at night, you got an alarm going off for sometimes 2-3 hours. I mean, if they can have somebody there cut it off, it would be great.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
You're on the record. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Gentlemen, I would ask you if you are approved, if you would have some conversation with this fellow when you're doing the stormwater, if you get approved. Is that an okay thing? Okay, very good. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.